If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled. This is what I told you." How many times had Jesus told them that he was going to Jerusalem?
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald, my friend. Many of you have had teenagers. That is, you have had direct responsibility for assuring the world that a pre-adult human being is under control while all their systems, bodily, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, are running chaotically headlong into nowhere. Most of you have been teenagers. If you are younger right now, bless you and listen very well. And still know what I mean. Some of you, during those teen years, blew apart. Your lives went absolutely haywire. And perhaps, if you have, you finally put the brakes on your downward spiral at some ledge that seems like the bottom, although the real bottom you never want to hit because it's actual place called hell. But although we sometimes laugh and joke about the faults and foibles of the teenage years, this is serious stuff because whether you know it or not, the decisions you make during those years may indeed determine the rest of your life. One of the things that parents confront is the seeming selective deafness and selective memory loss of those totally healthy teenagers. You tell them something they should not do, that they need to immediately stop, some habit, some attitude, some figure of speech, some action, or something they should do, some task they need to complete, some instruction they need to remember, and you tell them, show them, remind them 10 times, and it's like you never have said it at all. Well, that problem is not just for teenagers. It was and is a problem that Jesus, the Lord God, has with his disciples. And we're going to talk about it today on Wings of the Morning. But right now, listen to Damaris Carbaugh, Heart, Mind, and Soul.
What can I bring as an offering? What can I lay before your throne? What can I give as a sacrifice to let you know? All that I am and all that I have, all my heart holds dear, is all because of you, oh Lord. So is
It's all because of you, oh Lord. So I draw near, heart, mind, and soul. Heart, mind, and soul. My offering, my everything. Heart, mind, and soul. Heart, mind, and soul. Heart, mind, and soul. My offering, my everything. Heart, mind, and soul. Everything is yours, O Lord. In heaven and in earth. Yet still somehow I feel compelled to bring.
In the Bible, in the Gospel of Luke chapter 24, Dr. Luke shares what happens when Jesus appears to the disciples the first time as a group after the resurrection. He says, while they were still talking about this, about what, by the way? Jesus walking and talking with Cleopas and his friend on the road to Emmaus. Remember that? Yeah. Well, let's continue. Jesus himself stood among them. Peace be with you. They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I, myself. Touch me and see. A ghost doesn't have flesh and bones, as you see I have. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it, because of joy and amazement, he asked them, do you have anything here to eat? They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, this is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled. This is what I told you. How many times had Jesus told them that he was going to Jerusalem, be captured by religious authorities, beaten, crucified, die, and then rise again? How many? Well, we don't actually know how many, but it was a lot. Mark 8:31 says he began to teach them, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again. Then at another time he tells them, and it's recorded in Luke 12, I have a baptism to undergo, and how distressed I am until it is completed. But even earlier in his ministry years, he said to them, as recorded in John 3:14, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. And Jesus had also many times said, I am with you only for a short time, and then I go to the one who sent me, or I'll be with you only a little longer. And just a few days prior to this occasion, when he appears to them, he had told them, I am going away to prepare a place for you, but don't worry. Remember that? But like teenagers, having been told 10, 20, 30 times, here they were, worrying, wondering, not remembering. But wait a minute. What about you? What about me? We have all these things recorded for us. We know it wasn't a ghost. It was him. He showed them he could eat and still had his scars. He bodily rose from the dead. And we know that everything he said, he did. And everything in the Old Testament is true because he said it was. And everything done by the early disciples was under the power of the Holy Spirit of God, just as Jesus said. We have it all before us. And yet, what most people do, even many Christians, we question the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, and what difference he will make in our lives. We resist fully opening our lives to Jesus, giving God total control of our thoughts, attitudes, actions, habits, relationships, possessions, etc., because we really don't believe him when he told his disciples and us, abide, become fully engulfed, immersed, controlled in me. Abide in me, and I will abide in you. This is the formula, if you will, to bear much fruit, Jesus says. And yet, although like the disciples and more, we have everything, including his resurrection to count on, we pull back and act like, well, Jesus, did you really say that? Did you really promise that? And Jesus, are you really going to do everything you said, including returning bodily to take us to heaven? My friend, whether you have asked Jesus into your heart or are still holding back, or whether you have put your full trust in him or not, Jesus is saying to you like he said to the disciples, this is what I told you. So why don't you just trust him? Trust him now. If you're a Christian, trust him completely. Even you believers need to trust him. Pray with me. Why don't you do that right now? Dear Jesus, I know your word tells me that you want me to give you total control, and I just have been holding back. Please, Jesus, forgive my unbelief. And I give you myself entirely in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. I want to send you something to help you in this new life. You can call me at 877-306-HOME or write me online at sundaybreakfastmission.org. You can always find me at the mission as well. And may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.